الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروني ولا تكفرون صدق الله العظيم Hello my kiram, most respected brothers and sisters and all those listening over Radio Islam in the Transvaal or wherever it reaches. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal and his ihsan, and it is only his mercy, his kindness, his grace that he once again gave us the tawfiq of gathering for his zikr, for his remembrance, to take his mubarak name and to make sincere tawbah from all our sins. I have many a times mentioned that these programs that we have are for tawbah from all our sins and to make a pledge and a firm intention of not to return to those sins again and to become obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every department and every aspect of our lives. That is the purpose. So the theme is the same of the zikr majlis. Once a wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, with great sincerity he made zikr whole night. Then shaitan whispered into his ears or heart that whole night you made zikr, what is the sense? You didn't get any reply from your Allah. So the next day he went to sleep without zikr. Therefore it is necessary to even have ilm and knowledge of deen and sharia. A person must be arif also, and he must be having the knowledge that is essential of deen. Otherwise, a little bit of whispering of shaitan and he can get completely misled. So the next day, or the next night when he went to sleep, but because he was a pious person and he was regular with his zikr, so in the dream, he saw Hazrat Khizr alayhi salatu wasalam, and Hazrat Khizr mentioned to him, he said that, why did you not make zikr this night? He said, no, because I am making zikr, but I am getting no reply from Allah. So he said, Allah Ta'ala has asked me to inform you. Now it is a dream. He says, I asked me to inform you, whether it is by means of kashf or whatever it was, that I have asked me to inform you that your taking his name, your saying Allah, was a reply from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that labbaik, I am present, O my servant. Because if I had not accepted your Allah for the first time when you made it, I would not have given you tawfiq of making it for the second time. You don't get the tawfiq unless the first one is accepted, no matter with what deficiency it may have been made. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, out of his kindness and out of his fazal, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepts and gives the person tawfiq of making zikr again. So it is only the fazal of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then many, many times I have repeated this, that zikr is not only the tasbihat that we read, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. The taking of the name of Allah ta'ala, what does it mean? It means that we believe that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is almighty, he is powerful, he is all-hearing, all-seeing, all-knowing. He is our khaliq, he is our malik. He is the Razzaq. He is everything. He is our sustainer. He is our nourisher and our cherisher. We have believed in that. Therefore, we are taking his name. So then our life must also project that image. Outside the masjid, after the zikr majlis, then we must work towards developing that kind of God consciousness, that in every field of life, we are conscious. We are aware of the fact that my Allah is watching. My life is in His control. He who has blessed me with all these bounties, he also has the power to snatch everything away. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us grace. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us a chance. Allah ta'ala gives us an extension of time to make tawbah. He gives us plenty of opportunities to make tawbah. But when we become persistent and Allah ta'ala makes a decision that he is going to expose our sins and he is going to bring humiliation and disgrace, then no force in the world can then prevent Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's decision from coming to pass. So we should not take undue advantage. This morning while speaking to the girls in the madrasa, giving them a tarbiyah lesson, this is the point that I emphasized. And there is nothing wrong in repeating these points. That we must have a lot of hope in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's mercy and forgiveness. Indeed, Allah ta'ala is Rahim, He is Kareem, Allah ta'ala is Ghaffar, Allah ta'ala is very forgiving, very merciful. We will never find anyone more merciful and more forgiving than Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So because of that, we must have great hope in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's mercy and forgiveness, because He is merciful and forgiving. But Allah ta'ala is also Muntaqim, He is also Qahhar. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when He makes a decision to destroy, then mighty nations are destroyed. Mighty nations come crumbling. So, but when does a person have hope? That is the question. The farmer, first he plows the land, he plants the seed, he waters the crop, he takes care that there is no kind of damage that takes place. After having done everything that is within his power, now he waits for a good crop from that ground. Accidentally or due to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's decision, if some storm came, snow fell or hailstones rained and the crop was damaged, then he will say that is taqdeer. But he had great hope that he will get a good crop. But if he hasn't planted any sugarcane, or he hasn't planted any seeds in the ground, he didn't plow the land, he didn't water the crop, he didn't do anything, and he announces to the world that this year I expect a fantastic crop from the plantation. 10,000 tons of sugarcane I expect, or 10,000 tons of wheat or barley, without doing anything. But he's got great hope because he knows that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala causes the seed to germinate and come out of the ground and the crops to grow. So he's got great hope. Will we call this person intelligent? We'll say he's stupid, he's foolish, he's mad. Look for the very nearest asylum. Don't even wait any longer because his madness could become contagious. And other people could also get affected by his madness. So when we are so intelligent when it comes to material world, then when it comes to our deen also, we have to make that effort to restrain ourselves from sins, from disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We have to make the effort to make our namaz, keep our fast, give our zakat, make our hajj, fulfill the rights of our parents, our children, our neighbors, our society, our clients. We have to make the effort to be honest, to be truthful, to be sincere. Make the effort. Plow the land, plant the seed, water the crop. Now have great hope in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's mercy. That Ya Allah, we cannot do justice, but you are very merciful, very forgiving, very kind. We have done, but we are very weak. But accept it, O Allah, with your kindness and mercy. Now that is hope. But the person keeps on telling everybody, make dua, Allah Ta'ala blesses me with a child, pious, righteous, God-fearing, intelligent, and then also he must become a doctor, teacher, lawyer, philosopher and scientist. Then somebody asks him, when did you get married? He said, no, I'm not married as yet. Do you intend getting married? He said, no, I don't intend getting married. So then he will say, this person must also be sent immediately to an asylum. So there must be hope also. But it must be balanced with the fear of Allah tabaraka. Unfortunately, now we are all talking about great hope, but we forget that our actions and our deeds are those that are bringing the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So to bring about this balance, this is why in the zikr majlises now and again we read a few couplets from Hazrat Khaja Azizul Hasan Majzub Rahmatullah Alayhi's Muraqabah Maut. And we know that one thing is certain, there's no difference of opinion that every person is going to leave this world. No matter who he is. He can be a politician, he can be a technician, he can be a physician, or he can be a musician. But you will have to leave this world. Or as we heard in our childhood days, whether he's a butcher, a baker, a candlestick maker. And to that I always add an undertaker. So even if he's an undertaker, he will be undertaken too one day. And there's no difference of opinion in that. Maut is a must. Ho rahi hai umra misl barf kam chupke rafta rafta dam badam saans hai ek reh rave mulke adam daf'atan ek roz ye jayega tham ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai like a block of ice drop by drop our life is melting away. And we don't know when this visa of life is going to be cancelled. Nobody knows. And see how suddenly it is being cancelled. People of 5 and 6 and 20 and 30 just leaving the world. No more that the person will turn 80 and then go. Therefore I always warn the students at the madrasas and schools and also in these Islahi majlises, that don't leave traces of your sins. We don't know when death will come. Have fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala at heart. Why bring about humiliation and disgrace and suffering upon yourself and your family? And I include myself in it. That all of us should be concerned. We are hearing of such incidents where complete families are being wiped out. And then as I mentioned in the past also some incidents, and recently also again. And as very recent as just yesterday too. I don't know what to say what happened. But if a person has to collapse suddenly, if a person has to leave the world suddenly, then the public will have access, the family will have access to the person's cupboards, and to the person's home, and to the person's diaries, and to the person's secrets. So those young friends of mine, and alhamdulillah now many, many young boys and girls are deciding to change their lives or have started the path of changing. So I say that take the courage to destroy the evidence of sins. Don't keep evidence of sins. Those SMS messages, what are they saying? Sold my soul. SMS, I sold my soul. Now it's in your hands. I gave you that filthy message, I sold my soul, now it's with you. You can do what you like now. Destroy me, blackmail me. So why sell our soul? Or some more sin? There are good uses also, I'm not denying that. I'm talking about the evil uses. Some more sin. Now that it's evidence. Photographs are evidence. Diaries are evidence. Now the person is recording in his diary that yesterday I had a relationship with this woman. And that day I went to the cinema. And that night I went to that disco. Now every date is recorded. what the person has done. Allah Ta'ala had farishtas to record and asked us to make tawbah and told the farishtas to wipe it out, or Allah Ta'ala wipes it out himself. And here we are saying, no, we want the record for the public to see what we were doing. Now the person collapses suddenly, and when his diary is found, then his whole life history is there. That this was that Muslim who used to be in the first saf in the masjid, and who used to be reading tasbih, and who used to be making zikr, and who used to be going out in dawat and tabligh, and who used to be making hajj upon hajj, and who used to go to the khanqahs, and this was his lifestyle. So if Allah Ta'ala has given tawfiq of tawbah, and you are coming on track, then destroy the evidence, search for it in your bags, in your cupboards, in your computers, in your files, and destroy it. Have fear of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. A Muslim does not brag about his sins. A Muslim does not advertise his sins. A Muslim does not record his sins for enjoyment and for pleasure.
Hey, yahan se tujhko jana ek din, qabr mein hoga thikana ek din. Hey, yahan se tujhko jana ek din, qabr mein hoga thikana ek din. Muh khuda ko hai dikhana ek din, ab na ghaflat mein gawana ek din. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai.
Hey, yahan se tujhko jana ek din. You have to leave this world and go one day. Qabr mein hoga thikana ek din. If only we can just picture how a janaza proceeding towards the graveyard. The grave has been dug. Our family members, friends, relatives, taking us along, putting us into the grave, putting plenty of sand above us and leaving us there. What is the capital of the grave? What is the light of the grave? It's nothing but amal-e-saliha. So we have to go there. We have to show our face to Allah Ta'ala. It's not that Allah Ta'ala is not seeing our face now. What it means is that we will have to give an account. Every day we read in the, and we hear of people that when they are arrested and they are being taken to court, they are covering their faces. They don't want anybody to see, out of embarrassment and shame. Ha! What kind of embarrassment that will be in the presence of billions of other ummatis on the day of Qiyamah, when the person will be brought. The action in which he died, he will be raised with that action. Now imagine a person dying in adultery, in fornication, in a prostitute quarters, watching some filthy film or movie, or on an internet site which is filthy, or with some filthy magazine in his hand. And now he is rising on the day of Qiyamah. What embarrassment it will cause to our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we are not concerned about ourselves, then have some concern about that Rasul of ours, who had so much of his blood shed for us and so much of his tears shed for us. Somebody does us a small favor, we sing his praises lifelong. That Nabi who lifelong did us favors, we are unconcerned. So pluck up the courage, pluck up the courage. How long are we going to remain hypocrites on the surface of this earth? How long are we going to deny and reject the favors of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? How long are we going to live a life of arrogance? When are we going to take the plunge into the ocean of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's marifat?
آخرت کی فکر کرنی ہے ضرور جیسی کرنی ویسی بھرنی ہے ضرور آخرت کی فکر کرنی ہے ضرور جیسی کرنی ویسی بھرنی ہے ضرور عمر یہ ایک دن گزرنی ہے ضرور قبر میں میت اترنی ہے ضرور ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے آنے والی کس سے ٹالی جائے گی جان تیری جانے والی جائے گی روح رگ رگ سے نکالی جائے گی تجھ پہ ایک دن خاک ڈالی جائے گی آنے والی کس سے ٹالی جائے گی جان تیری جانے والی جائے گی روح رگ رگ سے نکالی جائے گی تجھ پہ ایک دن خاک ڈالی جائے گی ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے کر لے جو کرنا ہے آخر موت ہے
So the remembrance of this death, it's a break for our sins. Nafs and shaitan, they want to drag us into the gutters. Many times you have already heard, and it costs nothing to listen to it again.
مانا معصیت میں مجرمانہ تھوڑی لذت ہے مگر اس پالنے والے سے یہ کیسی بغاوت ہے
This is a مجلس of اصلاح of reformation So listen to it repeatedly
مانا معصیت میں مجرمانہ تھوڑی لذت ہے مگر اس پالنے والے سے یہ کیسی بغاوت ہے ذرا سی دیر کی لذت ہمیشہ کی ندامت ہے جنازہ آبرو کا دفن کرنا یہ کیسی حماقت ہے
There is a little bit of enjoyment. But that enjoyment and pleasure in sins is like how a person has stolen somebody's vehicle and is driving around and he knows that the police is following him or they are tracing him. Somewhere they will catch up with him. So what kind of enjoyment is that? It can be the best vehicle, but if the person is always looking right, left, front, behind him, that nobody is following him to arrest him, then what kind of enjoyment is that? Or the person has got wife, he's got children, and he's a Muslim, he's got iman in his heart, and now he's committing adultery somewhere. What kind of enjoyment is that? Because there is that fear that I must not get caught. I must not die in this state. So what kind of enjoyment is that? And then again that respect that Allah Ta'ala has given to a Muslim to bury the janaza of that respect just for a little while of pleasure. If that is not stupidity, then what is it? Who got respect in sins? Did anybody get respect in sins? That man who is committing a lot of sins, is committing fraud and is committing adultery and fornication and gambling and discos and movies and rave clubs. Look at how respectable a man that is. If you got any problem, must go to him and ask him to make dua for you. Because his dua reaches the arsh whilst he is in the rave club. Did you hear anybody saying a thing like that? So that is proof enough that there is no respect in that. So why not do those things in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has kept respect? May Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, give you tawfiq, and the entire ummah tawfiq. May He give us himmat and courage and the strength to now give up sins from our lives. Throw out those evils from our homes and from our lives. And then see what sukoon Allah Ta'ala gives in the heart. What noor Allah Ta'ala gives in the heart. What ta'alluq Allah Ta'ala gives us with Him. What enjoyment Allah Ta'ala gives us in the quietness of the night. What enjoyment, what pleasure and what ecstasy and what happiness. What do the people of the rave clubs and the discos and the movies know? For them, their enjoyment brings them nothing but more pain and more restlessness and more depression.
Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein doba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. O Allah, this heart of mine which is filled with greed and with evil passions and desires, change the condition of this heart. How long am I going to walk with a heart that is filled with evil, in which evil has embedded itself? Pride, malice, greed, envy, jealousy, greed, all these sins. Say, oh Allah, change the condition of this heart. And it's not difficult for Allah Ta'ala to change it. The very fact that we get the tawfiq of going to programs of deen or coming for majlises of this nature where we know there's nothing else except asking that we should make tawbah and we should turn towards Allah Ta'ala. So that is a sign, it's an indication that we want a change. It is a sign that Allah Ta'ala loves the person. Allah Ta'ala is directing him in the path that will bring about that change. If he is sincere and then makes an effort to remain steadfast on that pledge that he is making to Allah Ta'ala. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, khudaya badal de mera rasta dil badal de mera rasta dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, suno main naam tera dhadkano mein, suno main naam tera dhadkano mein, maza aa jaye maula dil badal de, maza aa jaye maula dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Karo qurban apni sari khushiyan,
کروں قربان اپنی ساری خوشیاں، تو اپنا غم عطا کر دل بدل دے، تو اپنا غم عطا کر دل بدل دے، ہوا و حرص والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ جل جلالہ، لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 محمد رسول اللہ، اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ 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 اللہ
Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah 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 Allah
Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah 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 Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah 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 سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا اللہ illallahu illallah 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 illallahu illallah
Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim Allahumma rabbana Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا يَا رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ يَا أَكْرَمَ الْأَكْرَمِينَ يَا غِيَاثَ الْمُسْتَغِيثِينَ يَا رَاحِمَ الْمَسَاكِينَ يَا حَيُّ يَا قَيُّومُ يَا حَيُّ يَا قَيُّومُ يَا حَيُّ يَا قَيُّومُ بِرَحْمَتِكَ نَسْتَغِيثُ بِرَحْمَتِكَ نَسْتَغِيثُ بِرَحْمَتِكَ نَسْتَغِيثُ الله Oh my beloved Allah, Oh my Rahim Allah, Oh my Kareem Allah, Oh my most forgiving Allah, Oh my kind, compassionate, loving, caring Allah, Oh my most forgiving Allah, Oh my most beautiful Allah, Forgive each and every one of us. You dearly love forgiveness of sins, O my beloved Allah. O my beloved Allah, you dearly love the forgiveness of sins. And we sinful ones have raised our dirty begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, we know what the condition of our heart is. O my beloved Allah, day and night we have violated your ahkam. Day and night we have been disobedient to you. Day and night we have used your very bounties for your disobedience. The great bounty of sight for your disobedience. The bounty of speech for your disobedience. The bounty of hearing for your disobedience. The bounty of hands and feet for your disobedience. The bounty of heart and mind for your disobedience. Oh my Allah! If it had not been you, we would have been destroyed. If there had been another Allah, you would have destroyed us. You would have ordered the earth to open and swallow all of us. You would have sent the gale force winds against us. You would have ordered the waters of the ocean to drown us. Ya Allah, how much of disobedience day and night we indulge in. And yet you give us so much to eat, so much to drink, clothes to wear, shelter above our heads, modes of transport to travel around, health, wealth. Oh, my beloved Allah, tujh jaisa koi pyara khuda nahi, tere siwa koi hamara nahi, tere siwa koi sahara nahi. Oh, my Allah, there is no one for us besides you. You are our creator, you are our sustainer, you are our nourisher and you are our cherisher. Oh my beloved Allah, no matter how much sinful we may be, but your ocean of forgiveness is so vast that just one drop from that ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Oh my Allah, if man can make dynamite sticks which can blow up huge mountains, Oh my Allah, what is it difficult for you to blow away these mountains of sins that are on our shoulders? Ey mere pyare khuda, we are ashamed. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. We are not bragging. We are not justifying. We, oh my beloved Allah, acknowledge and confess before you that indeed we have committed those sins of which you are well aware because you have seen everything, you have heard everything, you know everything. There was nothing hidden from your sight, oh my beloved Allah. There was nothing unknown to you. It was just your compassion and tolerance and kindness that you did not seize us there and then. And bring about humiliation and disgrace and suffering upon us. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Ya Allah, when we were drawing the curtains of the hotel rooms, when we were drawing the curtains of our homes, Oh Allah, when we were switching off the lights and thinking that nobody is watching, Oh Allah, we committed the most despicable crime. We believe that everybody else had sight and the only one blind was you. And yet you are the one who gave us sight. Ey mere pyare khuda, hamare haal par raham farma.
We have gone too far, O my Allah. Day and night we indulge in your disobedience. Ya Allah, change the direction of our lives. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, you have given man the intelligence and the expertise to transplant hearts. Oh my beloved Allah, we are seeking from you the transplant of a spiritually sound heart. Ya Allah, it's not difficult for you. Ya Allah, you changed the condition of the Sahaba-e-Kiram. They came from kufr and shirk. They were from the munafiqeen. They were from the Nasara and from the Yahud. But when they accepted Islam, oh my beloved Allah, what a transplant you gave to them. Then they became radiyallahu anhum wa radwan. Ya Allah, what a heart you blessed them with. Ya Allah, bless us with the hearts that you give to the awliya-i siddiqeen. Ya Allah, pull us towards you with your power of jazm. We have tried and we failed. We try and we fail. But oh Allah, draw us towards you with your power of jazm. Make us yours and become ours, oh my beloved Allah. Change the condition of our hearts. Hawa o hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma, mere Allah fazl farma dil badal de. Ya Allah, hum mujrim hain, hum khatakar hain, hum siyakar hain, hum gunegar hain, hum badkar hain, hum bande tere hain, tujhe chhod ke jaye kaha. Oh Allah, where do we go? There is no one for us besides you. Oh my beloved Allah, change the direction of our lives. Ya Allah, make us obedient to you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fill our hearts with your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us obedient to you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, distance us from haram. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Oh Allah, at present we enjoy sins. We brag about our sins. Oh my Allah, we take pleasure in haram pleasures. Oh Allah, we take pleasure in haram pleasures. Allah, the awliya-i siddiqeen, they make ibadat, they make zikr, they make tilawat. They are obedient to you, they fulfill the rights of all, and yet they cry that we haven't been able to do justice. And oh Allah, hum na layak, hum gandhe, hum, ay mere Allah, we commit sins and we brag. We advertise our sins, we record our sins. Oh my Allah, give us some realization. Ya Allah, a person will be raised on the day of Qiyamah as he will die. Ya Allah, don't cause any embarrassment to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because of our sins. Ya Allah, that Nabi of yours who was stoned in Taif until his shoes were filled with his Mubarak blood. Ya Allah, ostracized and boycotted for 3 solid years. The time comes when they have to chew leather and chew leaves of trees for survival. Oh my Allah, that Nabi who stands whole night in prayer for the Ummah, that Nabi who is stoned in Uhud, he falls down unconscious. Ya Allah, he who cries and he tears for the sake of the Ummah. Ya Allah, don't let us be the cause of his injury and pain. Ay Allah, bless us with long life so that we may accumulate maximum amount of good deeds. Ya Allah, bless us with good health. We are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Ay Allah, hum bimar hai. Hame shifa ata farma. Whosoever is sick and ailing amongst us, oh Allah, give them shifa. Oh Allah, whosoever is sick and ailing, give them shifa, whether they are in hospitals or homes or wherever they may be. Ya Allah, we know that sometimes sicknesses can be a rahmat and a blessing, but we are extremely weak, oh my Allah. Change the sickness to that of shifa. Amen Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, remove their difficulties. Bless them with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. Ya Allah, how can we get barakat in our homes when everything is on interest? our homes on interest, our cars on interest, our carpets on interest, our furniture on interest, our curtains on interest, our cooking utensils on interest, the groceries we buy on interest. Oh my Allah, give us the realization that when we are bringing so much of lanat into our homes, so much of curses, then how can we get barakat? Allah, take us out from all kinds of haram. Allah, bless us with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. Ya Allah, those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Oh Allah, those whose children have gone on to drugs and drinks and vices and evils. Parents are crying, but it has become too late. But oh Allah, it is not difficult for you to give hidayat. Ya Allah, bring those children back onto track. Give them a hidayat and bring them onto sirat-e-mustaqim. And give the parents the realization to understand what caused them to go off track. Ey mere pyare Allah, humare hal par raham farma. Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatu? Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatu? Badal de mera rasta, dil badal de. Oh Allah, how long are we going to walk the road of sins? Ay Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhir. Oh my beloved Allah, give hidayat to the enemies of Islam. Open their eyes to the beautiful teachings of Islam. Bless them with iman and Islam. Oh Allah, bless them with iman and Islam. Let the winds of hidayat blow throughout the continents. Ya Allah, don't leave anyone without hidayat. But if they have become stubborn and they have made up their minds that they will continue oppressing, that they will continue with their tyranny, and they will continue bombarding, and they will continue throwing their missiles and bombs on innocent brothers and sisters and children of ours in Palestine, in Chechnya, in Bosnia, in Kashmir, in Afghanistan, in all other parts of the world, oh my beloved Allah, then destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and Samud. Send the gale force winds against them. Send the tornadoes against them. Send earthquakes against them. Cause the planes to crash. Cause the ships to sink. Create division and disunity amongst their ranks. But oh Allah, unite the Muslim Ummah. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Unite the hearts of family members. Unite the hearts of the entire Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, remove the obstacles and the difficulties of the Ummah. Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was so concerned about his Ummah. Allah, when he is informed that that very Ummah for whom you cried so much and so much of your blood was shed, that Ummah in discos, in theatres, in gambling dens, in adultery, in fornication, in fraud, in drugs. Oh my Allah! Oh my beloved Allah! When he is informed of the condition of his Ummah, how much of injury and pain it must be causing to him. In his time, the Kuffar, the Mushrikeen, the Yahud and Nasara caused him pain. Today we are the cause of his pain and injury. Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco or a cinema or a theater or in adultery or fornication or popping drugs in our mouth or bottle of wine in our hands or glued to some filthy movie. Allah. Allah, when the angel of death visits us, let him visit us in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, at that time take us to Madina Tayyiba. Oh my beloved Allah, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyiba. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with a salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, on our lips let our soul come dancing towards you. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, all his life he made duas for us. And especially in Hajjatul Wida, with his 124,000 companions. Mere pyare Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne Hajre Aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha. Tawaf pe chal karke jo manga tha. Rukne Yamani, chew karke jo manga. And the du'as that he made under the Mizab e Rahmat, and the du'as that he made in the Hatib. And O Allah, when he attached himself to the Multazam, how much he teared, then his ihram became wet with his tears. All the du'as that he made for us at the Multazam, mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne Multazam ko chimat karke jo manga tha. مقام ابراہیم کے پیچھے نمازیں پڑھ کر جو مانگا, زمزم کا پانی پی کر جو مانگا, صفا اور مروہ کی سیڑھیوں پر جو مانگا, مینا مزدلفہ میں جو مانگا, اور خاص کر کے عرفات میں ظہر سے لے کر مغرب تک رو رو کے جو میرے نبی نے مانگا. Allah bless us with all the goodness that he asked. Bless our parents with that goodness. The entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, protect us, our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, those who are searching for marriage partners, bless them with good, pious marriage partners. Ya Allah, whatever good desires in the heart of anyone who has raised his hand before you, Ya Allah, fulfill those good desires. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul qaleem. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ala sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.